Satyam, it's a program for us to be able to start working. So we've got a draft program here. All we wanted to do today is to give it to everybody for input, and maybe by next week we must be meeting and making another draft. It won't be a final program, because maybe we still need to have at the mini workshop, which we were thinking it might be on Friday. And I think our researcher is ready with whatever he has prepared. And we are hoping in the state law advisors on the functions. So even if we take 2-3 hours on it, and maybe that might it might help us in putting one or two things in the program itself. So that's all that we were supposed to be doing today. Because I only realized that we can't move if we don't do that. So we needed to do that immediately. My co-chairperson maybe can add on, even if he wasn't around. I was just giving the purpose of the meeting. So we don't even have an agenda. That is the only agenda item that we had for today. He has been here before me, then maybe he can add on this. We have got the chairperson's workshop going on, so we are not going to take more than 15 minutes on it. Thank you.
Good afternoon, honorable members, and thank you once more for your presence. And we have indicated in the last meeting that we have a backlog of work that we are supposed to do. The real reason why we met today, like the co-chairperson has indicated, is that the presiding officers, they actually demand now a program from this committee. So it is the program that will enable us to have venues where we can be able to meet, and all those issues that we are supposed to deal with respect to oversight work on defense. Now, as a result, without the program, we are unable to move as the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. There are a number of issues that we have to deal with. So what we are presenting today is just a skeleton. It's a draft. So we request honorable members to make their own contributions on this particular draft, so that next week we can be able to put time aside and try to put meat into this draft. And if we are able to do a very good job out of it, we may be able to adopt our program very early. And then we can begin in earnest now the business of the committee. So today it was a way of saying to honorable members, a program, a draft is before us. Apply your mind and ensure that you make your own contributions, so that we should collectively own the program. So next week we trust that honorable members shall have applied themselves and they shall have made contributions. And members are free to either, if in between they want to make contributions that would be accommodated before the next meeting, honorable members are free to make those to submit to our secretary or even the two co-chairpersons. Even on the day of the meeting next week, we will accommodate and discuss some of the submissions which members would make. In the meanwhile, the joint chairpersons as well will apply their minds and also attempt to put meat faster we move, the better, because there's a backlog of issues that we have to deal with. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. One other thing that we must take into consideration, whatever we submit is not cast in iron. We can keep on changing from time to time, putting in some other items. Just that now we need to submit something to the committee section. Okay. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you. Thank you for distributing the document, and we take note of your comment that this is a draft document and that there will be opportunities for input onto the program. But I would submit that we are putting the cart before the horse, because there's still a preliminary step which we need to resolve, and that really is, what are the functions of this committee? And I would propose that to assist us in understanding this, that we get a legal opinion from Parliament's law advisers on exactly what the functions of this committee are, whether they are prescribed by the interim constitution, any other law, or the rules of Parliament, and then particularly on a question which is bound to be controversial, is whether there's anything then in the rules that would require this committee to hold closed briefings. And I think that legal opinion would be a good basis for us to understand how it is we ought to proceed.
Thank you. I think I already said that on Friday we are having that mini workshop. I think our researcher has prepared something that is going to distribute, but we are also going to have the state law advisors on Friday for that mini workshop. So as we do these things, by next week we can give our inputs, and after the workshop that we'll be having on Friday, that will be upon us for us to have an idea exactly what is supposed to happen. That's all that we had for today. Unless if there's any other input. If not,
thank you, Chairperson. I think that in principle, I think that we must adopt this thing as a program for the time, before that we can have something for the committee section to work upon. Because from what I hear, that we cannot move without a program in place. So I think that in principle we must adopt it, with the proviso that the first issue will be the issue of this workshop, which will be there next week. And then from there we'll expand upon, and then put whatever is going to come out of that workshop to the different days which are here. I don't know whether I understood you well.
No, I think next week is not very far. The workshop will be on Friday, and by next week it means we will already have what we can submit. If there's nothing else, I should think the meeting is, how do they say it? Oh, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.